Our learning should be continued with Chosef for Shleim, our Rebbe, Moshe Tzvi for the Simcha, Shoshana Basleya, Gila Basipar, Sipar Basgila, Bez Hashem Yisbach, Besor Shar Chol Yisrael. Everyone always has one goal when it comes down to the Seder night. When it comes down to the Seder, people just want to be able to tell Klai Yisrael, we want to tell our children, we want to tell ourselves how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. And the main way that the Torah tells us to do that is by going over the whole story, by saying how we got to Mitzrayim, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. But in our own lives, we have to be able to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. That's the whole point of the Seder. The whole point of the Seder, Rabbi Razer said, in his Agoda Marathon 5775, the first word that he quoted, from Rav Shimshon David Pinkus, he said, why do we end up, we have to see where we end off. What do we end off with at the Seder? There's a big minhag in Klal Yisrael, to end off with Shir HaShirim. To end off with the biggest romantic song in all of Tanakh. The mashal between the love between the HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. The whole point of the whole Seder, starting from Kaddish, starting really from when we're in Shul, until Shir HaShirim, the whole point is to emphasize the love between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for us. The number one goal, if I had to say my humble opinion, and I'm not just saying in my own words, everyone, all my Rebbeim say this, Rav Moshe Weinberg or Shlita, Rav Moshe Tzvi Weinberg, Rabbi Baruch Simon, you name it, they say it. The point of the status is to show Klal Yisrael how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Bnei Yisrael. The Nesiv HaShalom has asked a question, how do we show Avas Hashem to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? It's very hard. We don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu clearly, physically. How do we show HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ahava? We show HaKadosh Baruch Hu love for Hashem through love for Jews. That's what Nesiv HaShalom says. The Sanhedrin Rabbi says, the more love we have for Klal Yisrael, the more love we have for Jews, the more love we have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it makes perfect sense. The father wants to see, you care about me? Let's see how much you care about your siblings. You know, we quoted a word earlier today from Rav Avram Shor Shlita. We say, Kol Dichman Yesev Yechel, by Halach Ma'ani, we're inviting all the poor people to come at their Seder. And the famous question is, how are we inviting the poor people to come now? No one's coming. Everyone has a Seder. You're coming, you're telling. It's not like everyone has their iPhones out and you could record it and then send a voice memo or an email saying whatever it is. How are we inviting these poor people to come? Says Rav Avram Shor from Moshe David Sternweitzel, quotes a Gadol Echad. He said that our neshama is on such a love, such a high level on Seder night, and such a high level for love for all Klal Yisrael. The whole year, we're caught up in excuses why I don't like that, this person and that person. But on the Seder night, we put all those things aside and we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we love you and we love every single Jew. He said, so much so, he says, we'll invite people even though we know that they won't come. We'll act irrational, we'll act crazy, we'll act adlo yada and say things that don't make sense. Just to show, because the love is just exploding. The love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the love for Klal Yisrael is mamish exploding. It's a famous story that Rav Moshe Weinberg loves saying. The famous story from the Choze of Lublin. I had a couple of friends who texted me today that they were at the kever of the Choze of Lublin today. So I felt like when they texted me, I was kilo a little there. Baruch Hashem. It's the famous story, the Choze of Lublin needed a haircut before Yontif. And the Chassidim, all of his Chassidim, made the announcement, so everyone wanted to come to cut the Rebbe's hair before Yontif, line up, and you'll have your chance. And first guy came, and he started cutting the Rebbe's hair, and the Rebbe started screaming, mama screaming. They pushed the guy out. The next guy happened two or three or four times. They didn't know what to do. There was really no one left. Until they were walking outside, and they saw a guy who said he was a doctor, and also he was a hair cutter. He said, okay, can I give it a try? Can I give it a whack? Can I put me up to the task? And they brought him in. This guy was mamish and filth, and he could black and blue. And he finally, Chassidim said, there's no way, there's no chance that this guy is going to be able to cut the Rebbe's hair. The bishop's big schuss to cut the Rebbe's hair. And what happened was, this guy took the scissors, and he took one big snip, and the Rebbe said, ah, what a machaya, what a machaya. Chassidim just like, whoa, what's going on here? Whoa. We just thought this guy was going to be nothing. Now the Rebbe's mamash getting such enjoyment. The Rebbe finishes giving the Rebbe a haircut. And they start asking, who are you? What's your story? And as Weinberger explained, the guy completely didn't tell them. But Weinberger said, what do you do when you want to try to get some information out of a guy? You bring him a couple of l'chaims. They brought him a couple of some grape juice. And after a couple of l'chaims, they asked him again, "What's your story? Why were you the only person to be able to zocha, to be able to cut the Rebbe's hair?" And he said, "The following story." He said, "In the town over, there was this guy who was caught for doing something wrong, maybe stealing or something. And the non-Jews, Yinach Shema, they said they were going to kill him, they were going to give him 39 makos, they were going to give him all these tremendous lashes, and it was very clear this guy was very skinny, very scrawny. If he was able to get 5 lashes, he would be finished. So I said, I went up to the guards, I went up to the Polacks, and I said, you know what, instead of hitting him, it was my idea. And they just hit me time after time. The Chassidim saw that the Choza, the Lublin, the Kochos that they were able to say, the Choza Lublin, he was able to look at your face and tell you everything about it. That's what the word Choza means. To see, he was able to see everything. He was able to see this Ahava that this Jew had. Where does this Ahava come from? We could say maybe it comes from our forefathers. I want to say it really comes from specifically Moshe and Aaron and Cohen. You see in Perek Shemot, in Parsha Shemot, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, Batya, the famously goes down to the river, and what happens? Vatiftach, Vatireo, Sayelid. She opens the box and sees the child. V'hininara bocha, and the child is crying. The young lad is crying. Vatachma olav atomer miyaldei ha'evrim zeh. And she says, oh, the baby is crying, it must be from the Jews. This is one of the first story my wife ever told me. Incredible, incredible idea. As all the mefarshim, as Rashi, as the Baal term. Why does it differ? Tiftach v'tiro es hayelet v'hinei nar bocha. It says yelet and then nar. She saw the yelet and then the nar was crying. So Rashi explains that the nar kikolo kenar, that his voice didn't fit the child, meaning that the baby, Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was 3 months old. Sibar hit him for three months. And the voice didn't fit. That's what the pasuk wanted to try to emphasize. Says the Baal HaTorim, what does it mean? V'hinei nar bocha, v'tiftach v'tera es hayel v'hinei nar bocha. Nar bocha refers to Aaron HaKohen, right? V'tiftach v'tera es hayeled. She opened the box. She saw Moshe. V'hinei nar bocha. Who was the child crying? It wasn't Moshe. It was Aaron. Aaron was on the side crying for his brother. His brother in mamish in need. And as soon as Batya saw this, Bas Paro saw this. What did she say? Right? V'atachma olav. V'atoma miyalde evrim ze. Oh. There's a brother who cares for another his brother. It must be for the Jews. It must be the Jews, right? We know the Gemara says the 3 traits are for Klai Yisrael. Baishanim got Rachmanim gomli chasadim. It must be a Jew. And what's the proof that the Baal term says? He says the gematria of Nar Bocha is exactly the gematria Ze Aaron HaKohen. Unbelievable. We see when a Jew's in trouble, we care for every Jew, and we get this koach from our office. We get this koach from Moshe Benu. We get this koach from Aaron HaKohen. Mamash caring for every Jew. Right? It says, Heaven me, Tamid of Sha'arna Koin, Oiv Shalom, Oiv Shalom, Rodiv Shalom, Oiv Severus, Umakarvin La Torah. Aaron Koin had this tremendous attribute of Ahava, of love. Why did it say, Oiv Severus, Umakarvin La Torah? Why with the Vav? Because through having the Ahava, says my Rabbi Stort Shlita, through having the Oiv Sabrios, that in itself is Makarvin La Torah. So many high schoolers want to say, high school kids, what do they want? They just want to see that you care about them. And any high school, they just want to see the Ahava. That's what it's all about. Now, what comes down to a marriage, the number one thing that people tell the Chassan Kala is able to say, that you just have to show the other person how much you care. Stop thinking that you're on top of the world if you're the guy, and if you're the girl, just to be able to show that you care a little bit. Rabbi Liebowitz, Rabbi Ari Liebowitz, my Rebbe loves saying a tremendous idea from Rabbi Cheska Freundlich, and then this will close. He says, why do we, he's a rabbi from Atlanta, Georgia. He says an amazing idea. Why do we learn out Kiddushin from the transaction of Ephron Avram Avinu? We learn marriage from burial. We learn marriage from death. So if you want to be a funny guy and say, oh, because when you get married, your wife's always on top. Okay, very good. Thank you. I'm not looking for that. You want to tell jokes? You could tell jokes on your Twitter account. Thank you very much. But really, it's not Stam, the Gemara Kiddushin. Starts off really the Masechta. We learn the transaction of Kiddushin from the transaction of from Avram and Ephron. Says Rav Yechezkel Freundlich Shlita from Atlanta, Georgia. Incredible idea. Incredible insight. He says, what did Avram Avinu feel when he got the field of the Maras Machpelah? 400 shkalim for a place, for the burial place, for the rest of my life, for my son and my grandson, and for all eternity, Jews will be able to come to daven by us. 400 shkalim, it's nothing. It's amazing. Ephron, why did Ephron look at it? A dusty field, a dirty field. 400 shekelim, I'm getting the best part out of it. Says Rav Freundlich, the point when a person gets married, you should feel like they're getting the better part. Wow, look at my kala. I don't deserve her. I don't deserve her balm. I don't deserve her midos. I don't deserve her chulent. I don't deserve her chulent. I don't deserve her tefillah. I'm nothing. I'm so grateful to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Kaal says, look at my husband. He's such a Talmid Chacham. He's such a Baal Midos. Unbelievable. They always look for the good qualities in each other. And that's the famous idea we said from the Kedushas Levi last week. Why is Pesach? Why sometimes we call it Pesach, Chagamatos? Because sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu, when the Torah wants to emphasize Klai Yisrael's praise, it's Chagamatos. They didn't stay in Mitzrayim. Hashem said it's time to go. When the bread wasn't ready, they still went. They still left. When it's Pesach, we think of Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's our praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu that He saved us over the jumping. He saved us on the night of the Makkos Bechor. So, as Hashem now, Chas and Kal, and going into Pesach, Shabbos Agadol, which is a bizocher, Merch Hashem, to remember the vort of Kol Dichlin Yesu Yechol, to be able to remember the vort that when you're inviting the poor people into our house, it's not actually we're inviting them, but it's just to show how much we love Klal Yisrael, how much we love Kadosh Baruch Hu. And how do we love? Show the love to Kadosh Baruch Hu is dafka through loving Jews, dafka through loving our families, dafka by sending text messages to Erev Yontif. Make sure that we're trying to make up all of our relationships. That's why Yom Kippur and Pesach, we dafka the 2 days we're wearing the kittel maybe, and just like we're asking people. So for Mechila before Yom Kippur, we should ask people for Yom Kippur, Mechila for before Pesach. And to be able to remember the Maisa of the Chos of Elbin, to be able to remember the Mesiris Nefesh that a Jew should have for Avos Yisrael. And finally, to remember the message of Vinei Na'ar Boch, that Aaron HaKohen, when his brother was in a time of need, he was dafka crying for them. And that was the whole word of between Avram Avinu and Ephron. For Chassan Chal to be able to realize that they're always getting the better half, to be able to see the good qualities in each other. And Be'ez Hashem, if we're able to do this, we're able to look for the good in each other, we'll be Zochah Meret Hashem for Kadosh Baruch Hu, look for the good in us. And Be'ez Hashem, will be Zochah to Yifam, that we mean a Psachim, mean a Zochim, Be'ez Hashem, Be'ez Yad Hashemai, and Yishlam, Yer Kodesh.